When it comes to meeting new people, aka strangers, like at a networking event or party, how does it make you feel? Are you excited and ready to embrace the experience, or nervous and ready to hide away in a hole? Today, I'm chatting with fellow copywriter Nick Bendel from Hunter and Scribe, who has set himself an interesting challenge. He's aiming to have lunch with 500 strangers in 5 years. And a week after we recorded the interview, I proudly became the 226th person to have lunch with Nick. So, what do we chat about? Well, a bit of everything, really. And I absolutely loved hearing more about the people he has met so far. I'll include a link to his LinkedIn post in the show notes. But anyway, I think it's such a fun concept, and I'm sure you're going to love this episode. It's a perfect topic to kick off May's theme of the Marketing Me podcast, which is empowering stories. Let's jump in. Welcome to the Marketing and Me podcast. If you're eager to grow your health and wellness business via effective marketing methods while maintaining your own health and wellness, this podcast is for you. The show features a beautiful blend of guest and solo episodes covering marketing and business growth topics, as well as ways to improve your physical, mental, and emotional self. I'm your host, Leanne Shelton, and I run a health and wellness copywriting agency while also offering content marketing training. So whether you're keen to outsource or DIY, my team at Right Time Marketing is here for you. Either way, we'll ensure your message is seen and heard by your ideal client. If you're keen to connect, feel free to book in a free 15-minute chat after listening to today's episode. The details are in the show notes. And today, I'm joined by my guest, Nick Bendel. Welcome, Nick.
Thank you, Leanne.
Very exciting. So, you know, Nick, I first heard about you from a mutual friend or someone who had one of the 500 lunches with you. And I'm like, oh, that sounds so cool. I reached out to you on LinkedIn. I thought, I have to have this story on the podcast. It sounds very cool. But first of all, I'll introduce you, read out your bio so everyone knows who you are. Nick lives in Sydney and is in the process of having lunch with 500 strangers in 5 years. And so far, Nick's met more than 200 people. But when Nick isn't meeting strangers, he's busy building his business. And he's the owner of Hunter and Scribe, a copywriting and content marketing agency. So, yeah, we kind of do the same stuff. But I see fellow copywriters and other writers on the podcast. We all have very different experiences, all different niches. And I say we're more like companions and long-lost cousins rather than competitors. So I would love to hear your story with Nick. Like, what brought you two into the copywriting, content marketing world, your background, all of that stuff?
Well, I used to be a journalist, Leanne, and I really enjoyed being a journalist. That was fun. The only thing is, and some listeners may not realize this, but since the internet came in about 25 years ago and journalism shifted from print to online, it's become harder and harder for media companies to make money because online ads sell for a fraction of what print ads sold for. And as a result, these media companies have become less and less profitable, and they've been laying off staff in increasing numbers over the past 25 years. So it's become harder to get a job. And those journos who do have a job, they have to do more work in less time and it's lower quality journalism. And I really enjoyed being a journalist, but I thought, you know, this is a bit of a sinking ship and I can either jump myself or I can go down with the ship. So 4 years ago, I started my own business, Hunter and Scribe, and now we do the same sort of writing, but instead of for an employer, we do it for clients.
Yeah, love it. And do you have a particular niche or favorite type of content you like doing?
Well, back when I was a journalist, and most of I spent most of my years as a journalist writing about property and finance. So probably about 90% of my company's clients are in property and finance, and the other 10% is a mixture of law, solar, and a few other industries.
There you go. See, I wouldn't touch any of those. So I'm very happy to refer anyone that comes my way
There you go. Referral partners right there. Love it. So tell us more about this 500 lunch thing. Like, why are you having lunch with 500 strangers in 5 years?
Well, doesn't everyone do that?
Well, I do a lot of networking, but I don't have lunch with them. It'd be like 5-minute conversations. So maybe 500 5-minute conversations I could probably do, but lunch is a whole other thing.
Well, like all my best ideas, Leanne, I stole it off someone else. Back in, it was April 2019, I was on LinkedIn and I saw a post by this woman named Kaylee Chu, K-A-L-E-Y, Kaylee Chu in Melbourne. I'm in Sydney, Kaylee's in Melbourne. I didn't know her. I had no idea who she was. We never interacted. But she mentioned in this post of hers that she just published a book about her experience having lunch with 100 strangers the year before in 2018. And there was a link at the bottom of her post. And I thought, this is so odd. Who has lunch with 100 strangers? Why would anyone do that? And who did she meet and what did they talk about and what lessons did she learn? So I was really intrigued and I clicked on her link. And I went through to her website where she had a blurb about the book. And this was, I'd recently started my business and I just had this vague feeling that I needed to put myself out there more and get better at socializing. And as she explained in her book, she decided to have lunch with 100 strangers because she wanted to improve her social skills and build her network. So I thought, it kind of felt like this book was speaking to me, Leanne. So I bought a copy. I read the book. I was hooked. I decided I was going to do what this Kaylee Chu person did, have lunch with 100 strangers. But then at some point in her book, Kaylee explained that even though her goal had been 100 lunches, the lunches had been so enjoyable and beneficial that once she got to 100, she kept on going. And I thought, if I'm going to get to 100 and keep going, well, why call it 100 lunches? Why not just call it 500?
And 500 just sounds like so many. So how many do you cram into a week?
Well, I'm trying to do the 505 years, so that's 100 per year or 2 per week.
A week, yeah. Gotcha. And it's only in Sydney or are you travelling interstate as well?
Oh, well, funny you should ask, because I told you that the person who inspired me, Kaylee Chu, was interstate in Melbourne. And so once I decided to follow in her footsteps, I thought I would love to meet her as my very first lunch.
Yes, awesome.
I messaged her over LinkedIn and I said, Kaylee, I've just read your book. It's an amazing book. It'll have inspired me to have 500 lunches. I would be honoured if you would be my first lunch. And if you say yes, I will fly to Melbourne to have lunch with you. So on August 27, 2019, before the pandemic, I woke up at 5 a.m. I got a train to the airport. I flew to Melbourne. I got a bus to South Bank.
Commitment. Love it.
She was there. We sat down, had lunch for a few hours, and I got a bus back to the airport, flew back to Sydney, walked through the door at 9 p.m. That was an incredible day.
Oh, wow. I have done that once. I have with my hubby, did just Melbourne for a day, and it was before kids, and we just got up and went because we wanted to see a particular exhibition. We'd never do it now. But, yeah, what a thrilling, exciting day. And how was she in person? Like everything expected?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. What was interesting about Kaylee is she had lunch with all these strangers, but she suffered from social anxiety. And so I knew about this person from the book, but the person I met was nothing like that person. Having lunch with all these strangers had turned her into a great communicator, fantastic conversationalist, really smart and confident. And so I was incredibly impressed. I didn't know who that other person was. I just met someone who was incredibly impressive and she's a lovely person and so supportive and we've been friends ever since.
Oh, I love that. Okay, so she was the very first one and you've had about 200. How do you find people to have lunch with if they're strangers? Is it like well, I just, you know, saw you on LinkedIn and reached out? Is that usually how it happens, referrals? Or tell us more about who you have lunch with and how you pick them.
I'm trying to have lunch with a really broad cross-section of society. I've met the youngest has been 18, the oldest 90, 92, I think, or 97, in the 90s, that was Rose, and people from all different backgrounds, all different professions. So in terms of who I'm trying to meet, well, anyone and everyone, and in terms of how I meet them, Leanne, sometimes they'll approach me, sometimes it'll be a referral. Mostly, though, I will actively go out and try to find someone from a particular background who I'd never met before. Yesterday, for example, I had an amazing lunch with, which was number 224, with the owner of a gallery. And I thought, oh, I've never met an artist, never spoken to someone who owns a gallery. That will be really interesting. And this woman, Rebecca Pierce, turned out to be absolutely wonderful, just really interesting. We got on really well. And because I was able to meet someone from a new background, it meant that I got to learn things I wouldn't otherwise learn.
I love it. So you're pretty much putting your journalism skills into practice there, like the interviewing. And do you have, like, in terms of the questions, do you have set questions you ask them? Is it just completely flow? Like, what do you talk about?
Well, it's definitely not an interview. I like to write a little story about every lunch afterwards, but it's definitely not an interview. It's just a chat, and we talk about it. It can be absolutely anything. A conversation just go anywhere we want it to, and it just flows very naturally.
Love that. And who pays for the lunch? Is it? do you say it's me, and you claim it's a tax expense because you plan to write a book about it, or is it split? Or what do you do?
The vast majority of the time, we split the bill. Occasionally, for whatever reason, I might pay or they might pay.
I mean, if they were like, oh, this is so awesome, I'll just pay for it. So apart from the 90-something-year-old, I mean, who's been the most outstanding, like some memorable lunches, like particular people? Was there particular stories that you've heard? We'd love to hear some examples of the 224 people who you've met. Obviously, it's a lot to work through, but you can pick out some.
Well, one that comes to mind, lunch 131 with a wonderful man named Steve York, who was a hostage negotiator. That was just so fascinating. And let me think of another one. Really good lunch, actually a couple of lunches ago, number 222 with Mark Wybrow. Mark, until last year, was the Assistant Commissioner of the New South Wales Fire Department. And that was fascinating, just hearing what it's like to fight fires and do fire investigations. And let me think of another one. I can remember having a wonderful lunch, number 48, with a bloke named Mario Bekes, who is a private investigator. I found that very, very interesting. I had a lot of questions for Mario. And so as you can see, Leanne, I'm really trying to meet people from all walks of life, and I just find it so interesting to hear everyone's different stories.
I love it. And so for most of them, because we only kind of skimmed over it, do you reach out to them or they come to you or a bit of both?
Well, with the ones I just mentioned, I contacted them.
Yeah.
So in terms of Steve York, the hostage negotiator, someone suggested to me, oh, Nick, it would be interesting to have lunch with a hostage negotiator. And I thought, yes, it would. So I actually did a Google search for Sydney hostage negotiator, and I saw Steve's name, and I tried to find him on LinkedIn, but I couldn't find him. But then somehow, I can't even remember how, I found his mobile phone number. So I gave him a call, and I was sure he was going to tell me to get stuff. But
how do you start that conversation? Hi, you don't know who I am, but I want to have lunch with you.
It's pretty much that. I say, this is going to sound really odd, Leanne, but my name's Nick Bendall, and I'm having lunch with 500 strangers in 5 years. So I was just wondering, Leanne, would you like to have lunch with me? And most people say no, but some people say yes, and to my surprise, Steve said yes, and he turned out to be a lovely guy and very smart and just had so many interesting things to share, and he was happy to answer all my questions, which also surprised me.
That is so cool. Yeah, because you wonder if they come into it. Most people come in open-minded or kind of a bit like, I have no idea what this is, but giving it a go, or a bit of a mix.
Well, most people who I ask to lunch, they reject me. So the ones who say yes are the ones who are open-minded. And so they come to lunch with a really open mind, really positive attitude, and I come with the same. So that's why these lunches are so good.
Oh, that's so cool. And so what are some of the lessons that you've learned along the way?
A few lessons, Leanne. One of them is it never hurts to ask, which was actually the mantra of the 18th person I had lunch with, Julie Trill.
Do you remember these people? Have you got it on the wall somewhere? Like, do you remember, oh, this person is 250? Like, I'm not a numbers person, but.
I am a numbers person.
Okay, so you assign that name with that number, like you just know, yeah, lunch number 28 was who? Go.
Oh, 28. I think that was Sri Satish.
No, I can't check if you're telling the truth or not. I will believe you.
That was definitely Sri. Now, funnily enough, I've actually got a picture she made for me. She gave me a picture when she met me, a wonderful gift, and I've got it stuck on my bedroom door.
Very cool. So you're getting gifts out of this too.
There you go. It's paying for itself, Leanne.
Oh, I love it. So, yeah, sorry I interrupt you. Lessons, yes, some lessons.
Oh, yeah, so it never hurts to ask. This is one. When I started this lunch journey, I had that very vague thought floating in my mind, and I mentioned this was soon after I started my business. And, again, I had this vague thought that I needed to put myself out there more. And then when I met Julie, the 18th person, and she said, Nick, I have this mantra, it never hurts to ask. That was really powerful because she had just articulated this thought that was floating around my mind. So since then, I've made a conscious effort to ask for more things. For example, Steve York, the hostage negotiator, in the past, I would never have called up this guy, but I thought it never hurts to ask, and I'm sure he'll say no, but he said yes. So that's a big lesson. Another interesting lesson is I've discovered that if you put yourself out there in some way, people see you as a leader. And the moment someone in their mind thinks, oh, Leanne's a leader, they immediately attach more significance to everything you say. For some reason, you immediately seem more credible, you seem smarter, you seem better in every way to that person. So I've learned that just by putting myself out there, people start seeing me as a leader, which immediately, for whatever reason, makes me more credible in their eyes. And perhaps one more lesson I'll share is I've been lucky to meet a lot of incredible people, and many of these people are very successful and they make a lot of money and have very powerful jobs. But I've also been surprised to discover that a lot of these people are really insecure. And I don't say that to criticize, but it's interesting. You can maybe put someone on a pedestal and think this person is, they've got everything, you know, they're perfect, everything's switched on and, but then when you meet them and you see that they've just got the same issues everyone else is dealing with, and just because you get to a certain level doesn't mean that you're not carrying around the same baggage as everyone else.
Yeah, you know, on that point, I do have a talk, and I'm big on imposter syndrome. And, you know, when I was doing research for this talk I did a few years back, and I realized, yes, celebrities experience this all the time because it's almost like the higher you go. So kind of touching on the second point, yeah, that authority, like, oh, cool, they're in a movie or they're all up here on this pedestal. That's great, seeing that authority. But they themselves and go, oh, okay, so I can't put a foot wrong because everyone sees me up there and, but I'm just me, like, among family, I'm just Leanne. I'm not business owner, podcast host, you know, I'm just me. So it's very easy to get caught up in your own head and self-criticize and think, oh, am I as good as the people see me? I've got to kind of match that. And to touch on your about just asking thing, I also to talk just recently on just ask, just do, be you. And that is going to be my book that I will get onto. But yeah, 100%. I'm not afraid of the phone. I'm not afraid of, you know, making a phone call and just asking, hey, where are things at with this? Did you want to go ahead with that job? Or what are you going to do for me? If you don't ask, you don't get. Mm. And worst they say is no. Best case, they go, yeah, why not? So you just don't be, because considering as well, like we were saying before, they're human, even though they have this great, so if you are going to someone, you know, high up in a position and you think, oh, they won't give me, you know, an hour of their time for lunch, you have no idea what they, as a human, I love connecting with the humans, not the titles and not the business, you know. So, I love all those lessons. They're brilliant.
Well, it's I'm glad that I've been able to learn them. Well, one of the reasons I wanted to have all these lunches at the end was I've always been interested in human behaviour, and I thought if I meet all these people, I will learn a lot about how us humans operate, and I certainly have.
Yeah, I love that. And I think that's, I'm all about that. Well, look, I'm big on networking and it's very easy to get caught up in, oh, so what do you do, and talking about business stuff. But like I was at an event just last night and we had this fun game with playing cards, and you had to, you know, find someone with the same suit and card as you. and they challenged us, you cannot talk about work. And then really connecting with people, what do you get up to on the weekend and the hobbies? And that's where, like, for me, it's all about getting to know the people first and the business will follow. If you build that know, like, trust factor, and then, you know, and then, oh, by the way, I do copywriting. Oh, cool. Oh, I actually need one. Or I know someone, and, you know. So I love that. I'll read your book when it comes out. And, as you know, we're having lunch together. So I don't know if I still count as a stranger after this chat. I don't know. I'm not saying much about myself apart from bits and pieces. But, yeah, this is really great. And I want to ask you something I always ask my guests, and it's, how do you – I mean, in terms of your book as well as your business, best form of marketing for you? How do you plan to market your book as well? I would love to hear your thoughts.
Well, seems like you're marketing my book for me. I don't have plans to write a book. I don't have plans to not write a book either.
Yeah.
I'm neutral. I haven't decided, but
you're gonna do it. I'm sure the stories that you'll be collecting, it'd be brilliant. I'd read it.
Well, thank you very much. In terms of how I market my business, I would say there are the two most successful ways. First, I publish content on LinkedIn every day, and that helps generate leads. And then second, and this goes back to it never hurts to ask, I cold call people every day.
And how do you do that? Like, do you set aside a certain amount of time between 9 and 10 every day, you do cold calls? Because that's something I'm trying to get into, but somehow that little bit of time I've set aside just dwindles away. I'll just do this, just do that, and then it disappears.
It took me a while to get into the rhythm because I've been doing it for a bit over 2 years, and to begin with I was very scared of it, and so I kept finding excuses not to do it. So now the way that I force myself to do it is I have a rule where I have to make at least one call a day and at least 20 per week. And generally I try to do 20 calls on a Monday, and then I've done my 20 for the week, and then I have to do at least one on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday and Friday. But then all the pressure has been lifted off my shoulders, so I just force myself to do it on Monday, and that clears up my week.
It's like they said, eat that frog.
Eat the frog.
Get it all over and done with the worst part. Then you're like, cool. It's just one phone call. Does it count though if it's a voicemail?
It counts if it's a voicemail. I don't count it though if it's engaged or if I can't leave a voicemail.
Yeah. Or it's that annoying thing, leave a message and we convert it as a text. I hate that one. Never converts properly. I also want to guess this, and it's, how do you look after your health and wellness?
Well, one of the things I do, Leanne, I wake up at 5 a.m. every day, and because I get up at the same time every day, 365 days a year, I naturally go to bed at the same time every night. It's usually at about 9 p.m. So I get into a nice sleep cycle, and sleep is so important to our physical and mental health. And then when I wake up, I exercise every day. And also another thing, and we were discussing this before the show, I have a vegetable smoothie every day. Sometimes for lunch, sometimes for dinner. And that also helps my physical and therefore my mental health.
Love it. Awesome. And how can people connect with you?
Well, if they want to connect with me, Leanne, LinkedIn is the best way. If they look for my profile, Nick Bendel on LinkedIn.
Fantastic. And they can reach out if they want to be one of your guests for lunch?
I'm always welcome. I always welcome people contacting me. I'm very flattered if someone wants to meet me for lunch.
Fantastic. All right, everyone, if you want to chat, then let's help them get 500. Do it quicker than 5 years. awesome. Thank you so much, Nick. It's been a lot of fun, and I look forward to, delving more into, I don't know how much you ask me questions at our lunch and how much I ask you, but this is, really interesting. So good luck with it all. I look forward to our lunch.
I'm really looking forward to our lunch, Leanne, because when we meet, we will go from strangers to friends.
Love it, love it. Well, thank you for joining us today, and thank you, dear listener, for tuning in. You can find show notes for the episode at marketingandme.com.au. If you enjoyed listening, please subscribe and leave me a rating and review by your podcast platform of choice, and grab a screenshot of this episode and share it across your socials to get the message out there. If you're interested in connecting with me, feel free to reach out via LinkedIn. Just search for Leanne Shelton and let me know you're a fan of the show. You can also find me on Instagram under Leanne Shelton247. or book in a free 15-minute chat, because I'd absolutely love to chat about how I can help you grow a thriving health and wellness business. Until next time, I wish you good health and good wealth.